Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kip Howlett, the president of the Decorative Hardwoods Association. Kip, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and how are you this morning?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. You recently sent out a newsletter, had a lot of great news in it. I want to get to that in just a minute. First, let's just talk about your organization. You're based in Virginia. You were formerly called the Hardwood Plywood Veneer Association, the HPVA. You changed your name. The people that are listening to this that know the members, you've got people like Don Finkel with American OEM. You've got, this company's listed twice. You've got Anderson, which is now owned by Shaw. You've got Armstrong.
Armstrong Hardwood Floors. They're a member.
They've changed their name.
Mohawk, Mannington, Mullican, from the Flores. All of them, we have over a dozen of the engineered wood flooring manufacturers in the United States are our membership. And that was one of the reasons that we changed the name, was that Hardwood Plywood Veneer Association says Hardwood Plywood, it says veneer. Some of them have been members for 40 years. The Decorative Hardwood Association better reflects what our membership does for a living.
All right, so the three big buckets are plywood, engineered hardwood, and veneers. That's kind of your big buckets, right?
Right. Anytime you take a hardwood log and you slice it thin and then do something with it, that's my membership base.
So let's talk a little bit about this news that was in your newsletter. Interestingly enough, you track the imports of hardwood plywood from foreign countries, and it looks like the China imports into the U.S. in hardwood plywood was down 10% in 2018. And interestingly enough, the imports from Malaysia, Vietnam, and Cambodia were up by 50%. So there's a shift, looks like, going on there. Is that being driven by the tariffs?
Not by Trump's tariffs. It's being driven by the anti-dumping countervailing duties that our industry was able to get into place through the case that we filed with the International Trade Commission.
Okay.
And there are anti-dumping countervailing duties of 194% on Chinese hardwood plywood. So two things are going on there. One is that China is transshipping their hardwood plywood through other countries, even though it's made in China, relabeling it as a product of that other country. And there's a lot of it going through Vietnam and Cambodia and then shipping it into the U.S. So those statistics are reflecting that, and they're is Customs and Border Patrol investigation of a number of U.S. importers that have been identified as participating in that kind of circumvention activity. An investigation is underway. The second thing that's happened is that China has put a softwood radiata pine face on decorative hardwood plywood, and they're calling it softwood plywood and shipping it in to the United States as a softwood plywood, and they've claimed that it's not decorative hardwood plywood. We filed a petition with the Commerce Department. That was a recently developed product to avoid the duties. And under U.S. law, if it's a recently developed product to avoid duties, by our law, it's classified as a subject product and subject to the duties. And we got a preliminary determination from Commerce Department that they were favorable to that reclassification, and we hope to hear from them on a final determination soon.
Now, more news that you're tracking and help driving is this whole formaldehyde emission rules. You and I have talked before. Your organization actually has a lab, and you're able to participate in testing for formaldehyde. So tell us what the news is there. It looks like the feds have adapted the California standards.
Right. The Congress passed, it was actually several years ago, federal formaldehyde regulations under the EPA's Toxic Substance Control Act. It took probably more years than it should have, frankly, for EPA to finally get those rules out, but they were published, they were challenged by some in the industry. They lost, and they've gone into effect this month, actually. We've been a third-party certifier for formaldehyde since 1984. We did a HUD formaldehyde rule for panels that went into manufactured housing, and then when the first CARB rules came out on formaldehyde, we were a third-party certifier recognized by the state of California. So, yeah, we've been doing this for a long time, and they're actually an independent entity of the Decorative Hardwoods Association, the IAS accredited.
Yeah, well, I was going to just real quick point out, it was you that taught me that adhesives that have a higher level of formaldehyde, if you use them, you can run your factory faster because they cure faster. So that's kind of why they cheat, is to run their factory faster. So that was very interesting.
Well, exactly. And they basically push it off on the consumer. Formaldehyde at high levels is clearly an irritant, and that is not a good thing.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about one other news item. As most people know, I just got back from China last week, and you know the new product on the road here is this multi-layered flooring that has a plastic core, you know, a sound deadener on the bottom, and then it has real wood. And I guess your organization is going to recognize that as an engineered hardwood. Is there a minimum veneer thickness that's required, or just as long as it's wood, it's wood?
As long as it's wood, it's wood. And combination core with other materials, and folks have experimented with HDF and others. So anytime you put a sandwich of thin stuff together, but as long as it's got a wood face on it, in our view, that's an engineered hardwood.
Okay. Core. All right. Sounds good. One last thing. Looks like you've got a meeting coming up in Santa Rosa, California. That's May 5th to the 7th, right?
May 5th to the 7th in Santa Rosa. We're lining up our speakers now. We're going to cover a lot of trade issues. I'm working with Customs and Border Patrol to get one of their executives in the enforcement branch to come. Our lead attorney in our trade case in both hardwood plywood and engineered flooring, and he just filed a case for the Alliance for American Kitchen Cabinet Manufacturers that filed against Chinese ready-to-assemble kitchen cabinet imports into the U.S. Tim Brightville, he'll be speaking to us. Also, chief industry advisor to the International Trade Commission that looked at these trade patterns and how they assess damage to the U.S. industry. And then we're going to have a couple of folks that are in the design community that will talk about this sort of challenge between real wood and artificial materials that look like wood in terms of consumer preference. And then an economist, some of the data that you were looking at in the newsletter that grabbed your attention, mm-hmm. You'll be there and give us some updates. He just got back from Vietnam, and hopefully he'll be with us and we'll be able to give us the latest. So it's going to be quite a meeting.
All right. Well, the part you just mentioned through that menu that I'm real interested in is this whole designer perspective on real versus artificial. So that's really interesting. So I might want to key in on that and maybe get your take after the meeting. So appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Kip Howlett, the president of the Decorative Hardwoods Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.